are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Let's get into our deep dive for this morning. We're speaking about thankfulness in adversity, and today we're focusing on thankfulness in prayer. Dr. Tombalamoto joins us one more time for our conversation on this important subject. And, you know, it's easy to approach prayer with a long list of worries and complaints. How many of you do that, right? But what if we flipped the script? Thankful prayer shifts our focus from what we lack to what God has already provided. And even in difficult seasons, there's always something to be thankful for. And when we make gratitude a core part of our prayer lives, then we invite peace into our hearts. And who doesn't want that? So we welcome our pastor one more time. Thank you so much, my pastor, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
So we're talking about this subject here, pastor. Why is it important to incorporate gratitude into our prayers?
It is important to incorporate gratitude in our prayer. Just for an example, from the book of Ephesians 5, verse 20, give thanks always and for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's an admonition. We need to give thanks to God always. So it is important to do that regardless of the situation. We pray in good times. We pray when things don't go well.
Yeah.
That the thankfulness in prayer should be ongoing. Ellen G. White writes, she says that nothing tends more to promote health of body and soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. So it is always important that when we pray and we give praise to God, it is also healthy for our body. As much as duty as it is to pray, if we are heaven bound, how can we go as band of mourners groaning and complaining all along the way to our Father's house? No. So prayer in gratitude is very important. It is that our thoughts and feelings are encouraged and strengthened as we give them utterance. In other words, when you praise God, when you have you praise God, that means inside you are thinking of praise. So the words that come out praise. So it expresses the things that are within us. So if we cannot praise God, that means we are not filled with praise in our hearts. So no tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive the blessing that result from appreciating the goodness and the love of God. In other words, when we dwell on the praise theme, whether things go well, things go bad, we still get blessed. Yes. And by the way, there are so many reasons why we need to praise God. One of them is that by just looking to see the next day, it is something to call. We also think of our very lives as Christians. We are bought by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So every day we are that miracle. So we need to praise God. Maybe that's how I can answer that question.
Amen.
If you want to add something.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, how does thankful prayer transform even our outlook on life?
So. Gratitude promotes health.
Okay.
Nothing tends more to promote health of body and soul than does the spirit of gratitude and praise. It is positive, joyfulness, thoughts and bad feelings, as much as duty to pray. That's from Ministry of Healing by Ellen G. Page, 250. You praise God, you feel good in the first place.
Yes.
And then the one, because you feel good, that means you are open. Your mind is open for more blessings to receive from God. So the spirit of praise transforms our life, our outlook because we'll be more healthier, but also we will be receptive to receive more blessings from God.
Yes.
So prayer transforms our outlook of life. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I think if we would understand how much thankfulness affects the way that we look at life, sometimes I think we have it the other way around. We think that if we change our outlook, then we will be more grateful. And yet it should be that, no, our gratitude is the one that then informs our outlook. And I think if we try and move in that way, to let gratitude be the starting point and not necessarily the result of what God has done, but we are grateful and therefore we start to see more of what God is doing in our lives, I think that would completely change our outlook. Now, what happens when we focus on God's past faithfulness instead of our present struggles? Let's talk about the benefits of looking back at the times that God has brought us through.
Yes, there is a text which I have just forgotten, but Ellen G. White wrote, it's a famous text, a quote. It says, we have nothing to fear for the future except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us in our past history. In the past, yes. So when we look back, when we look in the past, we see what God has done through the records of the faithful servants before, how God intervened in the life of children of Israel in Egypt, how he made them cross on the Red Sea, how he provided for a vast number of people, he gave them food, drink, and meat, and how he provided. So when we look at that, then it's like, why should we be worried? Why should we be despondent? Care of them will definitely take care of me. So when we look at faithfulness, we are assured that he is with us even in our present struggles.
Yes.
We are assured of victory, and the past, you know, the past experiences inform the present that we are able to face the challenges with confidence.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. And how can we develop a habit of thanking God even before asking for things? How do we develop such a habit?
We really can effort so what forget ourselves. By forgetting ourselves, we focus on the one who created. So our focus should be on our Creator, our Redeemer. So if we begin our day every day to praise God, to thank God, to thank God for the home, for the family, to thank God for the blessings that are there in the family, kids, job, and others. Just that should be the first thing to start. What about my friendship, my relationship? What about all these other things? So if we start by praising God, that means we are forgetting ourselves, we're exalting the Creator, the sustainer of our lives. So that is very important. That's very important. And then we, if we can just focus on that, we can also look around our lives and see how God has been, how gracious God has been to our lives. We will see many things that we didn't even imagine. So we can develop this habit of giving thanks to God to be part of our life, even before we ask. And in most cases, like when you keep praising God more than asking God, even the things you didn't ask for, God will give.
Amen.
So we need also to contemplate on the depth of compassion that the Savior felt for us, for he gave his life, he suffered a cruel death on the cross, and then we really need to praise him for that. So it's a great thing. And sometimes we look at our struggles, you find when you compare with the struggles that Jesus went through, it's just like something very insignificant.
That's true. Yeah. What are some creative ways to incorporate gratitude into daily prayer? Is it just a matter of saying, thank you, Lord, for this, thank you for that, rattling off a bunch of things that we can think of that God has done for us? What are some creative ways that we can show and express our gratitude in our prayer lives?
Yeah, so there's a guy by the name of Kevin O'Brien. He was writing on the the Ignatius Loyola, but he says one of the things that we need to have is contemplation. We need to contemplate, to think about what God has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
That is burying our thoughts, to look just like close all the avenues of our minds, but just focus on that, to mm-hmm. contemplate. So that could be one of the things that we can do, so that as we look every day, let's have a contemplation, let's have time just to think and to meditate on some of the things that God has done for us. We also need to imagine. I'm just thinking that maybe you have a seat, you can, anyway, maybe that will be a little bit off, but let me just say,
okay,
I am in an office, or I'm in a home,
mm-hmm.
then I can have two chairs, then I'll sit on my chair, and then the other chair will be empty. I would create in an imagination
okay.
that God is sitting on that seat.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will now be like talking to him. I can't see him with my naked eyes, but I can see him in my imaginative eyes,
yes.
in my mind. In other words, you close yourself to the ethereal influences and you make it a focus
mm-hmm.
to think about God.
Yes.
So if we can have that in this prayer session that I'm praying today, how I'm talking, I'm not talking to just air or just a back and room. No,
right.
The mighty, the creator of heaven inside me, inside my room, that will transform the way we can think of gratitude mm. in our mm. prayers. So it's like God is visibly present, and the presence of God changes the atmosphere. So that would be one of the ways, being contemplative, also being imaginative. You can create an imagination of some kind that can also guide in our prayer to God.
Yes.
There could be maybe more ways. We can also maybe have a piece of paper, just write some of the ideas that are coming out in that silence of my room. That can also help.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think
not sure if you have something to.
No, those are very interesting.
Yes.
I know someone might indeed think that that's a little bit extra, but I think I get it. Maybe I am extra, but because it makes complete sense to me. Interestingly enough, when I kind of imagine that when I'm in church, I always imagine that God is on the stage, sitting on a throne, or sitting, if there's a seat on the stage, on the behind the pulpit there, I imagine God sitting there. And that kind of helps me in the way that I carry myself while I'm in the church, in the way that I express my praise and worship during the song service and all of that. So I can imagine even in your personal prayer time to literally have a seat there and imagine that God is sitting there. And you know what I think that when you do that, I feel that he actually does sit there.
It also changes. There are some things you can't do because you know the creator and the sustainer of universe is here.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for sharing some of those ideas. I think that these are ways that we can implement into our own prayer lives, into our prayer routines, to kind of really visualize the presence of God. And I think that in itself would put us in a position to just be grateful for everything that he is before we even start thanking him for what he has done. So thank you so much for that. And I look forward to our final conversation.
Amen.
We have one more conversation coming up on the subject of practicing thankfulness in adversity. Thank you so much, my pastor. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.